Life Audio.
Hello, friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and GodTube, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Dad uses his final moments to cradle his daughter, and it saved her life. Written by Mel Johnson. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. In his final moments, a dad cradled his daughter, 11-year-old Lainey Perdue, as the plane they were on went down. And it's believed Mike Perdue's final efforts to protect his daughter are the reason she's alive today. A commuter plane traveling to Michigan's Beaver Island crashed while landing at the airport. And while many of the details surrounding the accident remain a mystery, one thing is clear. A brave father gave his all to protect his baby girl. Mike Perdue, a father of four, and his 11-year-old daughter, Lainey Perdue, were aboard the Beaver Island crash. Originally, Lainey was scheduled to travel to the island alone to visit friends. However, Mike ended up choosing to ride along. And though the decision ultimately cost him his life, it spared his daughter's. There's no way to know exactly what happened inside the plane in the moments the aircraft plummeted to the earth. But the last thing Lainey remembers is how her dad cradled his daughter for the very last time. He cradled her in his arms, Lainey's mom, Christy Perdue, explained. She doesn't remember anything except for her daddy squeezing her so hard. It's not hard to imagine that, as the realization of the impending crash sunk in, a father would reach out to hold his child, in part to say goodbye, but also in an effort to protect her. And considering Lainey Perdue is the sole survivor of the Beaver Island plane crash, it seems as if her dad's life-saving attempt succeeded. It was a miracle and a tragedy, all in one day, Mike's widow Christy says. It's hard to balance all those emotions. Mike Perdue lost his life that day, as did the pilot and two other passengers, and Lainey may have very well shared the same fate if her father had not served as a human shield. Lainey Perdue suffered multiple broken bones and injuries during the Beaver Island plane crash. However, all of her wounds are concentrated to one side of her body, the side opposite of where her dad was seated behind her. And this certainly supports the idea that the brave dad cradled his daughter and thereby saved her life. In my heart of hearts, I know that he truly did save her and he protected her, Christy Perdue said. And loved ones don't see the selflessness shown by Mike Perdue during the plane crash as anything out of the ordinary. He was just a beautiful human and loved his community, and he loved Beaver Island, Christy explained. I'm not surprised at all that he did that he sacrificed, and he was her hero. Now, Mike's family begins the difficult task of moving on from the crash without him. And as Christy Perdue grieves the loss of her husband, she simultaneously revels in the joy of still having her daughter. I knew that my husband had died when I got to the hospital, but I didn't know anything about Lainey, Christy recalled from the day of the crash. So the fact that she's here and the fact that she's walking and talking and will make a full recovery is a miracle. Lainey Perdue is already back home, and this brave 11-year-old is leaving everyone in awe with her strength and resiliency. We've gone from no walking to a wheelchair to a walker and now to crutches. Her goal was to go home on crutches, Christy explained. She's Lainey, she's great, and she's our miracle. As the Perdue family navigates this difficult time, they're leaning on the flood of support they've received. Our community has just surrounded us with love, Christy Perdue said. Lainey's getting letters from schools all over Michigan, letters from New York and Minnesota, and we are just so grateful. In addition to the kind words of encouragement, a fundraising page has already exceeded $150,000 to help cover the family as they grieve the loss of Mike Perdue. He was just an amazing human being, and we'll spend the rest of our life just honoring his memory, Christy said. We know God is watching over them and will provide. He alone has the power to give this tragedy a greater purpose, and we have no doubt he has big plans for Lainey Perdue. So you have sorrow now, but I will see you again, and your hearts will be glad, and no one will take away your joy. John 16:22. Heartfelt wedding speech from brother of bride leaves all in tears, and he's only 9 years old. Written by Heather Riggleman. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. An emotional wedding speech from the brother of the bride, who is only 9 years old, leaves just about everyone in tears. And you don't want to miss this precious and touching moment, especially when you learn the reasons behind this heartfelt toast. You see, when Gus found out his sister had gotten engaged, he said his feelings became complicated. He was worried now that his favorite big sister, Katie Hudson, was getting married, she wouldn't spend as much time with him. "I was worried that she wouldn't spend as much time with me as she used to," he said. "So it was really stressful in that way because I didn't want to lose her," Gus said. Even though more than 2 decades separate the siblings in age, they are extremely close. He loves spending time with her, and they have a bond that goes incredibly deep. That is, until the wedding. Everything was going as planned until the wedding toast. That's when Gus, the 9-year-old brother of the bride, got up and gave a wedding speech straight from the heart. His lips quivered and tears filled his eyes as his sweet little brother took the microphone and spoke directly to his sister and new brother-in-law. "I'm so happy that you guys got married today, and I know I might seem a little sad up here, but these are tears of joy. Katie, I love you so much, and I'm so happy you gave me a brother-in-law," Gus said. The new bride was in utter shock. She couldn't believe Gus had made the most incredible sweet wedding toast. Later, when the brother of the bride was asked why he said what he said in his wedding speech, Gus commented that you shouldn't let fear drive you away from your family. He said, "Don't let that separate you, because you deep down love them, and they deep down love you." That is certainly toast-worthy advice. May Katie and Gus always continue to be the best of friends on top of being siblings. If you ask me, Katie is beyond blessed to have such a sweet and wise little brother. Let all that you do be done in love. 1 Corinthians 16:14.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
Hello, my name's Rachel Carmen, and I want to invite you to come over and listen to my podcast. It's called Real Refreshment. For years and years as a young mother, I chased after the wind, thinking that the world could offer me the refreshment I longed for. But it was only when I discovered it in the person of Jesus Christ that I really found refreshment. Come on over and join me as we dig into Bible study. I'll see you there.